Today, we'd like to see the title of Tophet in Jeremiah chapter 19, verses 1 to 15. To none of the people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 2, and go out to the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entry of the Pohathrim gate or east gate, and proclaim there the words that I will tell you. Do you explain how to reach there throughout the city of Jerusalem? And what does it mean in the context? In verse 9, I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters, and everyone shall eat the flesh of his friends in the city, and in the desperation with which their enemies and those who seek their lives shall drive them to despair. Explain the events in history with references of verses in the scriptures, and what can we learn from here? Last question in verse 15. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring on this city and on all her towns all the doom that I have pronounced against it, because they have stiffened their necks that they might not hear my words. What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? First of all, here, chart Jerusalem overview from 1000 before Christ to 1000 AD in Jeremiah chapter 19, verse 2. Left the column, the first within Jerusalem city, second row outside of Jerusalem, last one north. So first of all, that over there, the Solomon's Temple, that today is the Dome of the Rock Mosque today. Then is right hand side the east gate. There is the valley of Kidron. The outside the Jerusalem is the beginning. Today is the Golden Gate called today. Then is the south side the Dung Gate. That is the Dung Gate is the entrance to Jewish quarter. City of David, the adjacent to right hand City of Gates. City of Gate is the right hand side of Gihon Spring. That is the south side, the pool of Siloam. Devastated the city 586 before Christ, the Babylon's Nebuchadnezzar invasion, 70 AD, Romans Titus invasion. That time, Baal idol was discovered, a half a feet, 80 centimeter size, seen at the Israel Museum. Roman knife discovered. Today, Givati excavations from 1000 before Christ up to 1000 AD. Still, you know, they are working today. Lastly, we showed that. Then is the south side Mount Zion. That is the beginning of the Valley of Hinnom, the south of Zion Gates. Valley of Hinnom, the Valley of Kidron joined with it. It begins from the southern slope over Mount Zion. That is the Valley of Hinnom, called as Gehenna or Gibeon Hinnom today. Trophy or burning place, once for children's sacrifices. Archaeological discovery continually proves the Word of God as an infallible Word of God. Right here is the four sites there. You may click on, you may see them. In the last time, in Jeremiah chapter 18, 23, yet the Lord, you know all their counsel, which is against me, to slay me, provide no atonement for their iniquity, nor blot out their sin from your sight, but let them be overthrown before you, deal thus with them in the time of your anger. Jeremiah prayed for his enemies to be cursed, by God in the Old Testament dispensation. Or in the covenant of law to get even. Leviticus chapter 24, 19, 20. While in the New Testament dispensation, or the covenant of grace, we should love even enemies and pray for them. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 43-44. Verse 1. Thus said the Lord, go and gather potter's earthen flask, and take some of the elders of the people and some of the elders of the priests. Jeremiah was told to buy a clay jar and to take the elder people from people and priests all together down and go out to the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entry of a potsherd gate, and proclaim there the words, and I will tell you, do to a son or a child sacrifice called as the valley of the son or the children of Hinnom by the entry of the potsherd gate or the east gate. Take them down from the east gate to valley of the son of Hinnom, or the valley of Hinnom, called as Gehenna. Today, Gaben Hinnom, beginning from the southern slope of a mountain giant, that is Hinnom, the garbage of Jerusalem was dumped there through the dung gate. There was always a burning place, called as Tophi, then for children's sacrifice. The dung gate was adjacent to the city of David above. That is, above is the number one site. Proclaim there the word Jeremiah delivered God's word to them at the valley of Hinnom. Verse 3, and say, hear the word of the Lord, O King of Judah, an inhabitant of Jerusalem, this says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring such a catastrophe on this place that whoever hears of it, his ears will tingle. Jeremiah delivered God's word about the just upon Jerusalem to kings and Jerusalem residents at the valley of Hinnom. Whoever hears of it, his ears will tingle. Ears will ring because of such a catastrophe. First of all, because they have forsaken me and made this an alien place, because they have burned incense in it to other gods, whom neither they, their fathers, nor the king of kings of Judah have known, and have filled this place with the blood of the innocents. They forsake God and used. That is, forsake is poshuk, and used the valley of Hinnom for burning incense for idols. Then they used the place for innocent children sacrifices for Molech or Baal, the idol. Verse 5, they have also built the high places of Baal to burn their sons with fire for burnt offerings to Baal. In the valley of Hinnom, they built several places to burn their sons' sacrifice for Baal. See, a half inch or 80 centimeters idol on the site, number 2 above. Against God's word or God's mind, previously prophesied to in order to make Jews repent. It's a sin, God's love, patience, and long suffering. Jeremiah chapter 7, 31-32. And they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I did not command, nor did it come into my heart. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when it will no more be called Tophet, or the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter, for they will bury at Tophi until the original room. Then verse 6, therefore, behold, the days are coming, said the Lord, that this place shall no more be called Tophi, or valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. Look at the burning place, Tophet, in valley of Hinnom, to become the valley where many people are being slaughtered. In 586 before Christ, at Babylon invasion, it happened exactly. The scattered people were killed there. As well as it happened in 70 AD at Titus' invasion in Rome. What an infallible word of God. Verse 7, and I will make void the council of Judah and Jerusalem in this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies, and by the hands of those who seek their lives, their corpses, I will give as a meat for the birds of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth. Judah and Jerusalem's plan to escape from enemies' invasions into the valley of Hinnom will be useless, because God will allow the invaders to slaughter the Israelites by the sword and by the hand of pursuing invaders. Their corpses as a meat for the birds, for the beasts, their dead bodies will become the prey for birds and wild animals. Verse 8, I will make this city desolate and hissing. Everyone who passes by it will be astonished and hiss because of all its plagues. The city of Jerusalem will be desolate, or burned, devilish, discovered. See the video number one above. Later, watchers will be frightened by inhaling. Verse 9, and I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters, and everyone shall eat the flesh of his friends in the city, and in the desperation with which their enemies and those who seek their lives shall drive them to despair. God allowed the enemies to siege the city where food was not enough, that the citizens ate human flesh, become cannibals, because their sins were judged by the righteous God. Number one, in the reign of Jehoram, the son of Ahab, or the ninth king, Syrian soldiers' city of Samaria in Israel, the northern kingdom during Elisha's time, they become cannibals during 852 up to 841 before Christ. That is the footnote 2 right here, 2 Kings. Sometime later, however, King Ben-Hadad of Aram mustered his entire army and besieged Samaria. And the king asked, what is the matter? She replied, this woman said to me, come on, let's eat your son today, then we'll eat my son tomorrow. So we cooked my son and ate him. Then the next day I said to her, kill your son so we can eat him. But she had hidden her son. Number 2, in the city of Jerusalem by Babylon invasion under Nebuchadnezzar in 586 before Christ, it happened too, as Jeremiah saw, Lamentations chapter 4 verse 10, footnote 3, tender-hearted women have cooked their own children, they have eaten them to survive their sheets. Number 3, in the city of Jerusalem by Rome invasion under Titus in 70 AD, it happened to you. Again, what an infallible word of God. Verse 10, then you shall break the flask in the sight of the man who go with you. God spoke to Jeremiah to break the jar before the people. visual warning instruction of how Jerusalem and Judah are being desolate unless you repent instantly. Verse 11, and say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, even so I will break this people and this city, as one breaks a potter's vessel, which cannot be made whole again. And they shall bury them in Tophet, till there is no place to bury. These people were carried away as captives for 70 years by Babylon. The city of Jerusalem was completely destroyed, not repaired, repairable. Later, the Dome of Rock Mosque was built, as we see today. Bury them in Tophet, no place to bury. Tophet in the Valley of Hinnom was no enough place to bury. Then slaughter the people. See, cite the fall of Babel. Then verse 12, thus I will do to this place, says the Lord, and to its inhabitant, and make this city like a Tophet. The city of Jerusalem will be completely destroyed, as it happened. See video number 1 above. Verse 13, and the houses of Jerusalem and the houses of the king of Judah shall be defiled like the place of Tophet, because of all the houses on whose roofs they have burnt incense to all the hosts of heaven and poured out drink offerings to other gods. The houses in Jerusalem and palaces in Judah shall be destroyed like Tophet, the burning place, because of burnt incense to all the hosts of heaven, drink offering to other gods, because of their idols' worship, burning incense to stars in heaven, and drink offering to idols on the flat roofs of their houses. Verse 14, then Jeremiah came from Tophet, where the Lord had sent him to prophesy, and he stood in the court of the Lord's house and said to all the people. Jeremiah was directed by God from Tophet in the Valley of Hinnom toward the northeast bound to the court of Solomon's temple, the court between the temple and the east gate, to say to all the people of Judah. Verse 15, last question. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring on this city and all her towns all the doom that I have pronounced against it, because they have stiffened their necks that they might not hear my words. Jeremiah delivered God's word transparently, that all deaths or destruction, as stated the previous, will be brought upon Jerusalem city and all the town of Judah ruled by Jerusalem, because stiffened their neck, not hear my words, because of their stiffened neck of their rebellious heart, not hear my words, or not obey my words. Even if they heard of God's words through Jeremiah, they never commit them to the Lord. So they are not obedient people to the Lord. It is shown that our God is righteous while he is love. Whenever sin committed, it's better to repent it before the Lord, not man, immediately or instantly. So we covered all three questions. Let's sing all together. La Maranatha song.